Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Good to be back. How's everyone? How is the holiday season going so far? Have you been working on coming up with some ways to make the season as pleasant as possible? Anyone need to make any changes so that you can make the holiday season as pleasant as possible? Anyone look back on maybe what could have been done differently last year or the year before that or several years running? See what we could do to make things better? And I mean, you know, taking a look at not only what we have done wrong that could have been better, but also thinking about what others have done wrong that could have been better. Or to flip that, not just thinking about what others have done wrong, but what we've done wrong. How can we help make it better? But another side to that is, when it has gone well, what contributed to the season going well? What helped make it bright and beautiful? A memorable experience that you'd love to have happen again. You'd love to have repeated. What went well? What made it the kind of holiday season that has you looking forward to more holiday seasons? That's what we want. And here's the thing. They don't just happen by accident. Yeah, we do something to cause these holiday seasons to go well or not go well. Yeah, so, you know, when we get it right, we definitely want to try to repeat what we did right. So, how's it going? Definitely want to, what do we have? We have what? Technically, what would you say, 3 days or 4 days before Thanksgiving? Are you including this day or are you just starting with tomorrow? So, it'll be here in just a few. So, we have some more time for planning. One of the things we might want to consider doing is letting go of what happened in the past that may not have been so sweet. And if you think it'll help, if it won't, you know, throw a wrench in things, let whoever know. Let whoever it is that we are letting go, whoever it is we're letting go of, whatever they did that we're letting go of, you may want to consider, if it will help things, letting them know, hey, you know what? Last year, this happened, and I didn't think it was too cool, but I let it go. I finally let that go, and I'm looking forward to things going well this season. I'm really looking forward to being a nice, nice season this time around. I'm good. How are you doing? Things well with you? And you'll see how we can go about the business of making things better. Well, I have a question for you. And it hasn't really to do with this. I guess you could say it does. Not really. I want to ask you what you think about what your thoughts are. And I do want to know what your thoughts are this time. I'm not really asking about your feelings. What are your thoughts about the sexual problems that we're hearing about, that we've been hearing about lately? You know, a few years ago, we were hearing quite a bit about the sexual problems that were affecting the Catholic Church, that were taking place within the Catholic Church. Like I said before, believe me when I say, it's not just the Catholic Church that has problems with, that has issues with sexual problems. And believe me when I say, it ain't just males who are having problems with sexual issues. The males are the ones who are being called out. But believe me when I say, it ain't just the males who are experiencing the problems. I remember when one of the WNBA players went public, it just wasn't blown up the way it is when someone goes public with the story against a man, but one of the WNBA players revealed that one of her fellow WNBA players, but I think from a different team, had sexually assaulted her. And she went into detail to talk about what happened. She mentioned, you know, this lady wanted to have sex with her. She wasn't into that. She's not a homosexual or bisexual. She's a heterosexual woman who had no interest in getting involved with another woman sexually. And the lady who tried to seduce her wouldn't take no for an answer. And I don't know what her thinking was, but the perpetrator, the female perpetrator, according to the story that the victim gave, used a broom to try to force it up the vagina of the woman that she was accosting, that she was assaulting. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the men are the ones who are being called on it, but the problem is everywhere. That said, let me ask you this. What are your thoughts about what we're hearing today? Of course, like I mentioned, we heard much about Catholic priests some years ago, a little bit more. We're still hearing it every now and then. Now we're getting some follow-ups to stories, but this is widespread now, the calls being, you know, the calls, calling people down for what they did. Bill Cosby was called down, and I think that that was a turning point in America. I think that, and I'm not saying that it was wrong, I'm not even suggesting that it was wrong that Bill Cosby was accused by so many people. I don't believe all of those women who say that they were molested by him, but I do believe a lot of them were, quite a few of them were. But here's the thing, I'm just saying it seemed like that was the pivotal event. That seemed to have been the pivotal event in America when it comes to men, particularly men with some level of authority, some level of fame, maybe even some level of fortune, sexually assaulting women, and we hearing little to nothing about it. Women are really coming forward now. And we know for a fact that Bill Cosby was not the first man to be accused or potentially have sexually assaulted. That seemed to be the turning point, though. Even though some of the others came a little bit later, some of them a year, 2 years later, 3 years later, that seemed to have been the pivotal point in America, the pivotal moment for women dealing silently with their sexual assault. And when I say dealing silently, I don't mean that none of them ever said anything to anyone. When I say silent this time, what I mean is the public being given the opportunity, if you want to call it that, to hear what's being said and weighing in on the situation. So now we're hearing so much. We're hearing about Harvey Weinstein. We're hearing about comedians. We're hearing about actors. Politicians are back in play. Of course, we know that. So here we go. Now, here's the question for me. Generally speaking, what are your thoughts about the accusations? What are your thoughts about, and when I say the accusation, just generally, that we have so many men being accused of sexual assault, sexually assaulting women. Of course, one of the men has been accused of having sexually assaulted other males, young male teens. With regards to the women, though, what do you think about that? Do you think that we're on the right track in 2017 when it comes to dealing with sexual assault issues? Remember now, not only have we had problems in, as an example, the entertainment industry for quite some time, but there have been some serious problems in the military for quite some time with regards to sexual assault. Are we headed in the right direction now as far as trying to resolve this issue? Now, how about this? What do you think that it would take for us to truly begin to bring these issues, this issue of sexual assault, to resolution? Not just talking about it, but bringing, getting us to a point as a nation of people where it is understood that if sexual assault occurs, whether it's a male assaulting females of the same age, males assaulting females who are much younger than they are, whether it's females assaulting other females, whatever it is, what will it take for us to get to the point where we can finally begin to bring resolution to this issue, where people understand that if they engage in that kind of behavior, there will be consequences and they will feel the pain of the consequences, in hopes that we begin to turn this around and sexual assault begins to go down? I think that one of the things that's important is consistency. There has to be consistency. And so we can't, for example, decide that we're going to go easy on these people because of the political party that they're a member of. We're going to really throw the book at those folks, though, because of the political party that they're members of. Or we're going to be really, really tough on these folks because they're males, and we're going to give them a pass because they're female. Or we're going to really be hard on this group of people because of the class, the social class that they belong to. These other folks belong to a different social class. And you notice I didn't say which class. These other folks belong to a different social class, so we're going to treat them differently. There needs to be consistency. And when I say consistency, we can come up with rules that determine how people will be addressed, but I'm generally saying right now, generally speaking, if sexual assault is sexual assault, we need to make sure that we're exercising enough integrity that we don't try to blow it up when the accusations being brought against folks who are members of that political party, and we circle the wagons or we try to minimize if they're members of our party. We're hearing that, people were saying we need to, for example, revisit the accusations that had been brought against Bill Clinton when he was running for president. Now, remember now, Bill Clinton has been out of office for quite some time. And it's not the women who alleged that he sexually assaulted them who are saying, we want you all to revisit this. It's other folks, politicians in particular, who are saying, we need to revisit what happened with Bill Clinton. He went through the ringer while he was in office. He went through the ringer while he was running for president. And then, while he's president, the Monica Lewinsky scandal came up. The Republicans in the House voted to impeach him. The senators, Democrat and Republican, said we're not going along with that. And so President Clinton remained in office. And now you have people who are saying we need to revisit those accusations that had been brought against Bill Clinton more than a decade ago. More than 10 years ago. And we have a sitting president who was accused by numerous women just last year. And isn't it interesting that the people who are saying we need to revisit the accusations that were brought against Bill Clinton are not pushing just as hard to have much more recent accusations allegations brought against a sitting president. And again, these stories were coming up just last year, not 12 years ago, not 15 years ago, last year, 1 year ago. Inconsistency has to be taken out of the equation. Consistency is what's needed. Got to stop being partial. Got to stop discriminating. There can't be bias if the problem is going to be resolved, because I guarantee you, as long as there is no consistency, resolution will not be reached. The problem will persist. Because here's the problem. The problem, first of all, is that the sexual assault takes place in the first place. But then everybody's listening, and we're finding out, it's being made very, very obvious that the people who are in position to do something about it are inconsistent. And they're willing to punish some while completely overlooking the same crime committed by others. And they base it on pure bias. Pure bias. Some of the same people who are saying we need to throw the book at Al Franken are some of the same people who are ignoring, saying absolutely nothing about Roy Moore. Inconsistency, lack of integrity, no real desire to resolve the problem. And especially, again, of course, when you have some of the people who are showing the bias, wanting to throw the book at Al Franken, say nothing about Roy Moore, when they themselves have been heavily accused of being perpetrators of sexual assault. Be right back.